The State Department has released its findings on the shooting down of an American missionary flight last April in Peru. Two people, including a 7-month-old baby girl, were killed. A joint air operation of the Peruvian Air Force and the CIA had intercepted the missionary plane for suspected drug smuggling. The State Department has concluded that both Peruvian and American mistakes caused the tragedy. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The attack on the single-engine Cessna belonging to the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism occurred in a remote region of Peru along the Amazon River. The flight was picked up by a CIA surveillance plane, which was piloted by two Americans. It was providing intelligence to the Peruvian Air Force. Peruvian officers were also in the surveillance plane. This operation was part of a program started 7 years ago that has been credited with bringing about a drastic drop in smuggling flights in Peru and also in neighboring Colombia. There were three phases to the air interdiction program designed to avoid mistakes. First, attempt to make radio contact. Second, fire warning shots. And only then shoot down the plane. On the morning of April 20th, the pilot of the missionary's plane was out of range of the nearest airport, so he was not monitoring normal channels. He did not respond to phase one, radio contact. Nor did he notice that a Peruvian jet fighter, which had been scrambled, had fired warning shots, phase two. Still, the lead CIA pilot in the surveillance plane had his doubts as he listened to his Peruvian counterpart in the back of the plane seek authorization for phase three, the use of lethal force.
This guy doesn't fit the profile.
Solicitamos autorización para fase tres, Papa Conay.
No.
Un momento. Okay, I understand this is not our call, but this guy is at 4,500 feet. He's not taking any evasive action. I recommend we follow him. I do not recommend phase three at this time.
At this point, communications become confused, with the poor Spanish of the Americans and the Peruvians' poor English making things worse. The Americans still aren't sure if it's a drug smuggler, but authorization for phase three comes from ground control.
Bob.
Yes.
It's three phase, autoriz, okay?
Okay.
You sure it's Bandido?
Are you sure?
Yes.
It's bad.
Autorizado fase tres.
Okay.
I think we're making a mistake, but I agree with you.
Just as two Peruvian A-37 interceptors are given the go-ahead for attack, the pilot of the missionary plane finally makes radio contact with the control tower at Iquitos Airport, his destination. The CIA man hears the conversation, which is in Spanish. The Peruvian officer on the CIA plane cannot, and Bob tries to bring it to his attention. Iquitos Tower tells the pilot to proceed to Santa Clara, a nearby Air Force base. For a moment, the Americans assume it will be sorted out without an attack.
Okay, he's going to go to Santa Clara, I think.
Okay. I suggest we go there, too?
Yeah, I think we should. Hey, Aider?
Sí.
He's going to Santa Clara.
Aproximadamente 37 millas de Iquitos.
The plane is talking to Iquitos Torre.
Tell
him to terminate.
Don't shoot.
Tell him to terminate. No mas.
Roger. No mas, Tucano.
The Peruvian calls off the attack, but just behind the missionary's plane, the Peruvian fighter had already loosed two short bursts of machine gun fire. The missionary pilot, Kevin Donaldson, screams into the radio in Spanish, "They're killing us." He landed his plane on the Amazon, and although seriously injured, he survived. Missionary Veronica Bowers and her just-adopted daughter, Charity, were killed. Yesterday at the State Department, Assistant Secretary Rand Beers said that although the CIA pilots were officially not in the chain of command, he regretted their doubts had not had more effect.
There's a lot of information that comes out on this tape. And one of the things that I think all of us took away from it was that we would have wished that any one of those warnings or suggestions had been understood and heeded and prevented this horrible tragedy.
As a result of this incident, the United States has suspended its intelligence flights in both Peru and Colombia. The Bush administration is now in the process of deciding whether the Joint Air Interdiction Program should continue. Mike Schuster, NPR News.